Day 6, hundreds join expanding search for missing San Antonio teen last seen on Christmas Eve. By Randy Clark on December 29, 2025. San Antonio, Texas, more than 100 volunteers, family members, and law enforcement personnel are widening the search for 19-year-old Camila Mendoza Olmos, who vanished from her northwest San Antonio neighborhood on Christmas Eve. Search teams pushed nearly 4 miles beyond the point where she was last seen as the Bexar County Sheriff's Office, FBI, and DHS intensify efforts to locate the missing young woman. Family members and more than 100 volunteers have rallied since her disappearance in hopes of finding the young woman and are expanding the search area. Family members, friends, and volunteers formed into teams early Sunday morning at the Wild Horse HOA Sports Park nestled in the center of the neighborhood where Mendoza almost went missing. Breitbart Texas met with search organizer Frank Trevino at the park and discussed the ongoing efforts to find the missing young woman. Trevino told Breitbart Texas that the search has expanded as the days pass and is moving outward from the Wild Horse neighborhood, which sits on the northwest side of San Antonio. "We're moving closer to 4 miles out from where she went missing and are searching through brushy areas close to the route where she walked on most days," he emphasized. Organizers of the search used a topographical map to mark off areas already searched and to track the progress of the search. Teams of volunteers gathered around the map using it to identify additional areas of interest in hopes of finding clues that may lead to the young woman's whereabouts. Across the neighborhood, mailboxes, street signs, and utility poles were used to display missing person flyers featuring Mendoza Olmos' photo and details of her disappearance. According to information provided by the Bexar County Sheriff's Office, the Federal Bureau of Investigation is assisting in the search. On Monday afternoon, Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar conducted a press conference at a mobile command post set up at a school close to the scene of Mendoza Olmos' disappearance. According to Salazar, additional video evidence captured on the dash camera of a passing motorist appeared to show a young woman wearing clothing that matched Mendoza Olmos' walking alongside a road 2 blocks from her disappearance. Salazar told reporters his office would provide all available resources to assist in the search effort. On Monday, a group of cadets from the department's police academy and the office's mounted agents were scouring the area. Salazar says the FBI continues to assist in examining digital evidence, and the Department of Homeland Security has monitored border crossings as part of a larger investigation into the circumstances surrounding the young woman's disappearance. As reported by Breitbart Texas, initial reports from the Bexar County Sheriff's Office indicate the young woman was last seen leaving her residence on the 11,000 block of Caspian Spring Road at approximately 7 a.m. on foot. Authorities reviewed video evidence from a home security camera and showed an unknown individual, believed to be the young woman, searching inside her vehicle for an unidentified item. Moments later, the footage ended after no further motion was detected. Sheriff's investigators believe Mendoza almost left the scene on foot as her vehicle remained at the location. The only items that authorities believe she carried on her person were a car key and possibly her driver's license. Mendoza's mother told authorities her daughter typically goes on a morning walk but was reported missing after failing to return within a reasonable time. According to the Bexar County Sheriff's Office, the small-statured young woman is 5 feet 4 inches tall and weighs 110 pounds. She was last seen wearing a baby blue and black hoodie, baby blue pajama bottoms, and white shoes. The Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, has issued a statewide coordinated law enforcement adult rescue, CLEAR, alert to widen the search for Mendoza Olmos. According to the DPS, the alert remains active. It is designed to assist state law enforcement in locating and rescuing missing, kidnapped or abducted adults or adults who are in immediate danger of injury or death, as well as aid in locating any potential suspects. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X @RandyClark.